Luke chapter 9, verse 38. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. Can you feel that man, father's heartbeat there? And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him, and he foameth again, and bruising him heartily departeth from him. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. Listen to verse 39 one more time. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him that he foameth again, and bruising him heartily departeth from him. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as he was yet coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, everyone at all these things which Jesus did. Amen. That's when his disciples came to him and spoke to him. Man, I just want to talk to you briefly about Satan's final throw. Satan's final throw. Amen. This story, this man had a terrible need. Satan was attacking his family. Satan was attacking his children. He was in a bad way because Satan was seeking to destroy his home, destroy his life. I don't know what your trial is, what your need is in your life. Amen, but I can tell you this, that Satan rejoices, amen, to cause conflict, to cause pressure, to cause challenges to come in our life. Amen, he is not going to let you rest easy. He is not going to let your walk with God be the cakewalk that you thought it was. It's not a stroll in the garden. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Amen. It's a fight and not a game. Amen. Amen. The Satan is out to destroy your soul, your family's soul. He's out to wreak havoc upon your life in any way that he can. And this father found out, amen, that Satan knows how to wreak havoc. He was being torn apart as his son was being torn apart. Satan wasn't just destroying the life of a child, but Satan was destroying the heart of a father. Amen. Satan was trying to destroy the faith of a father. Satan was trying to destroy a home and a family. Amen. By destroying a child. Amen. And the challenge and the trouble that you face in your life right now that Satan has brought against you. Let me tell you, Satan's not just trying to destroy you. He's trying to destroy your family. He's trying to destroy your marriage. He's trying to destroy your children. Amen. This great challenge that is in front of you. Amen. Satan is fighting against you. Amen. It is a war. You realize how serious it is? Hallelujah. Amen. I realize it's serious. Satan hates the slightest approach that you ever make to Jesus Christ. When you make a move towards Jesus, Satan hates it. Amen. You know what? You'll sit there with your problem and your sickness and your disappointments and all of the trouble of your life and the trial of your life. Amen. And Satan will let you suffer. He will let you suffer. But when you make a move towards Jesus, amen, he don't like it. He don't like it. When you come forward for healing, he don't like it. He'll be glad to let you sit there at home and suffer in your pain. Amen. He'll be glad for you to go on. Amen. In your sickness and in your trouble and in your trial and in your heartache and all of your problems. He don't care. Amen. But you make a move towards Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to stir up the devil. Amen. Remember when you got saved, he didn't care you was lost. The devil didn't care that you was dying in your sins. The devil didn't care you didn't know God. Amen. But the moment you made a move towards the altar to give your life to Jesus, amen, Satan came down. Amen. And Satan did not like it. And he fought against you. Amen. It's the same way. Amen. Even today. Amen. No matter how long you've served the Lord, as soon as you make a move towards God, Satan does not like it. Hallelujah. Amen. I've heard new converts say after they got saved, "Woo! It was better for me before I even got saved. I mean, it was easier for me. Since I got saved, I've been through everything. Since I've got saved, I've gone through trials. I've lost my job. Hey, man, my children seem to be more hateful than ever. My boss is more hateful than ever. Hey, amen. My wife has beat me up more than ever. Hey, amen. Since I got saved, hey, amen. You need to pray for her to get saved too, right? But when you've heard it, hey, amen, why is that? Because when you make a move towards God, hey, amen, Satan does not like it. Amen. Satan hates even the slightest move towards God. This father, amen, he did the right thing. He cried out to Jesus. He cried out, "Lord, I need help." Lord, from the burden of his heart, he cried out to God, "Oh God, I need help. Have mercy on me." Some of you made that move tonight. Some of you have already been making that move, and you've been crying out to the Lord. You've been calling out to God, "Lord, I need a touch. I need healing. God, I need a miracle. I need you to move on this trial that I'm in. Lord, I need you to move on this hardship that I am in right now. God, I need you to do something right now in my life." Amen. And the moment that you started crying out towards God, hallelujah, Satan did not like it. Amen. Do you notice those verses? Amen. The Bible says, "And as he was yet coming," here's how I picture it, okay? Jesus is way back there like where Brother Massey's at. And this father says, "Jesus! Jesus! Jesus!" And he starts making a way back there to approach Jesus. "Jesus, my son, he needs your touch, he needs your help." And he starts making his way back to Jesus, where Jesus is at, bringing along. Closer and closer. Amen. Listen, every prayer that you pray, amen, brings you closer and closer to the miracle. Amen. To the answer. Amen. To bring you closer. Amen. To what you're needing from God. Hallelujah. You're getting closer. And Satan's getting nervous. The closer you get, the more nervous Satan gets. The closer you get, the more angry Satan becomes. Amen. The closer you become, get to Jesus, amen, by praying and reaching out to the Lord and calling on his name. Amen. The more, amen, that the devil gets angry and he stirs up and he's going to show himself. Hallelujah. Amen. And while he's coming, Satan says, "You know what? If he gets to Jesus, I'm finished here." When he gets to Jesus, the party's over. When he gets, come on, Satan knows. Satan knows who has authority over him. Amen. Satan knows, amen, that his days are numbered. Satan knows, amen, that when you touch the hem of his garment, he's over with. Amen. Satan knows, amen, when Jesus speaks, amen, demons flee. Satan knows, amen, his time is limited. Amen. And as you move forward to get closer to God, amen, Satan don't like it because he knows, amen, my days are numbered. My party is about ready to be over. Hallelujah. Satan says, "I'm going to do one more throw. I'm going to give him my final throw. And let me tell you what, I'm going to throw him down harder than I've ever thrown him. Amen. I'm going to attack him worse than I've ever attacked. Amen. It never fails. Amen. Satan will have one more throw. He will have his final throw. Hallelujah. But guess what? Amen. There is still victory. Hallelujah. Amen. When the trial seems to get the worst, amen, that means you're getting closer to victory. Amen. When Satan attacks you with more than he's ever attacked before, amen, that means you may be getting closer to the prayer being answered. Amen. When the pain gets worse than it's ever been before, amen, you might just be getting closer, amen, to the answer that you've been seeking. Amen. When the situation becomes more desperate than ever before, amen, you might just be getting close, and Satan is letting you have his final throw. Amen. You think, why did Satan do that? Why would Satan do that? Man, Satan thought, you know what? Before he gets to Jesus, maybe I can destroy his faith. Before he gets to Jesus, just maybe, amen, I can destroy the faith that he has. Yeah, he could have, amen, but as he was coming, the devil threw him down and tear him, amen, the devil threw him down. That word there, when I was doing studying that, tear and tear him, amen, it's like he threw him on the ground and began beating him, began to beat him, as if he was giving, I mean, just beating him up. Man, begin to tear him. Tell you what, Satan is relentless. And the final throw may be the worst. Amen. Because it says he threw him down and tear him. But the Bible says, And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and delivered him. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you, you got close enough. Amen, that yes, Satan might be nervous right now, and he may be throwing you down for the final time. Amen, but you're close enough, amen, that Jesus can intervene, and Jesus can move in your life, and Jesus can work in your life. Amen, he may get better, worse before he gets better. Amen, but keep making your way to Jesus. Amen, get as close to God as you can. Amen, because that's where the answer is at. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says they is all amazed at the power of God. Amen. Because God delivered that child. Amen. Praise God. Can I tell you, your miracle's not that far away. Amen. You may be experiencing Satan's final throw. Hallelujah. It may be the last bit of torture that he has for you. He may be beating you for the last time. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout, really. Hallelujah. Amen. Satan might be beating you up for the last time. Amen. Maybe, you know what? There'll be another trial, I know. But for right now, this may be his final opportunity. Amen. To try to destroy your faith. Amen. You need to let the devil know, I'm not giving up. I'm not turning around. Amen. I'm not done here yet. I'm not done here. Amen. I'm going to keep moving towards Jesus. Amen. I believe this is your final throw. Bring it on, Satan. But I believe, amen, that Jesus is close enough to intervene in my life and to work in my life. And I believe the answer's already on the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Satan knows. Well, I remember Revelation 12:12. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. And of the seal of the devil is come. And of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you. Ruh-roh. He's saying, woe. Warning, the devil's come down unto you, having great wrath. You've never seen nothing like this. You've never seen nothing like this. He's come down with great wrath because he knoweth his time is short. Hallelujah. Amen. Guess what? Amen. Satan knows his limitations. He knows his days are numbered. Amen. And the Bible warns us. He knows that he's going to come down on this earth. And he's going to give this whole earth his final throw. Amen. Because he knows his days are numbered. Amen. But listen. Amen. Satan knows his kingdom is coming to an end. Amen. And Jesus is going to reign. Hallelujah. Party now, Satan. Party now because Jesus is coming back. Amen. Party now. Amen. Because the Lord's going to return. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, weary child of God. Weary child of God. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Amen. I know you may be in the final throw, but hold on a little longer. Amen. Jesus is coming back. Amen. Hold on a little bit longer. I know the world is wicked. Don't give up now. Amen. This is the final throw, and then Jesus is coming back. Amen. I know Satan's come down with great wrath. I know the temptations are hard. I know the world is wicked, but hold on a little longer, child. Amen. God's getting ready to return. Hallelujah. Hold on. Don't give up now. It's his final throw. Amen. And he's going to be overthrown. Hallelujah. By the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't give up now. Amen. Don't give up now. I know you're weary. I know you're tired. Don't turn around. Don't stop. Amen. It's the final throw. Hallelujah. Let's stand and let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, church, I know the devil's come against us. I know every time, amen, that we have revival, amen, the devil tries to fight. I know every time there's a move of God, amen, you can expect him to have another throw at it, amen, but praise God, we're still going to have revival, amen, the Spirit of God's still going to move, amen, Satan may have his throw here and there, but praise God, we're going to have victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's always been that way. It's always been that way. Amen. Satan's not gone on vacation. He's not quit yet. Hallelujah. He still fights against the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. When the enemy comes in like a flood. I mean, you know, the enemy comes in like a flood sometimes. Hallelujah. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, amen, the Spirit of God turns and runs and hides. No, it does not. No, when the enemy comes in like a flood, amen, the Spirit climbs a tree to get out of the way. No, that's not how it happens. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord sounds retreat on the trumpet. No, that's not what happens. But when the Spirit of the Lord, amen, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, amen, raises up a standard against it. Amen, resist the devil. He will flee from you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not done yet, church. This is not over, not by a long shot. Amen. Satan's having his final throw. Amen. He's having his final throw in our government. He's having his final throw in our morals. Amen. He's having his final throw in our courthouses. Amen. But Jesus is coming. Amen. He's going to put it all under his feet. Hallelujah. Satan's going to be cast into a bottomless pit. Amen. For 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's about over. It's about over. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a word that was just ringing in my ear all weekend, all through the fire conference. And for over a week and a half, this word just keeps, I keep coming back to this word, and it's called weary. 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 Amen, but the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me tonight. He said, you who are weary. You who are weary. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Press on. Press on. Hallelujah. In that final throw, feel like, Lord, I don't know how much more I can take. I don't know how much more I can take. Amen, Jesus is ready to move for you. I believe you've been making your way to Christ. You've been getting closer and closer and closer. Inch by inch, you've been making your way to Jesus. Satan don't like it. Satan don't like it. Amen. He's about ready to get evicted from his house. And before he leaves, he's going to trash it. Come on. Amen. He's about ready to be foreclosed on. And before the sheriff comes to throw him out, amen, he's going to punch holes in the walls. He's going to rip things out of the floor. He's going to wreak as much havoc as he can. But he knows his time is limited. God's getting ready to move in. Praise God. And I feel like that's where you're at. I mean, you've gotten closer and closer and closer. Amen. But the eviction notice has already been served. God's going to move for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Church, let's worship him for a moment. Worship the Lord. Give him praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. His word will not return void. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is speaking to your heart tonight. Amen. The Holy Ghost is speaking to you tonight. Amen. That God is getting ready to help you. You're getting closer. You're getting closer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I wonder tonight if you slip your hand and say, Brother David, amen, pray for me because I feel like I'm in Satan's final throw. Amen. I feel like I'm right in the middle of it. God bless you. Is there another? Slip your hand up. God bless you. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Say it. I feel like I'm right in the middle of Satan's final throw. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. Keep moving closer to God. Keep making your way closer to the Lord Jesus. Every prayer brings you closer. Every time you go to an altar and get be prayed for, you're getting closer. Every time you fast a meal, you're getting closer. Every time. Amen. Can I tell you? Amen. Keep coming. Keep coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want those that lifted their hand. I know we've already had an altar call, and it's been glorious. Amen, but God's not done. If you lifted your hand, why don't you just come? Amen, let's pray together at this altar tonight. Amen, let's pray that God just brings us all the way through. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, bring us all the way through, Lord. We're closer now, Lord God, than we've ever been. We're closer to victory now, Lord, than we've ever been. Come on, church. Let's help them tonight. One more time, make your way into this altar, and let's help them tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're coming closer, Lord. We're closer to our victory. We're closer to our healing. We're closer to our deliverance. We're closer to a move of God in our family and in our life than we ever have been. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We're getting closer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Satan's going to come with all of his fury. Amen. But we're closer now. Hallelujah. I believe that we can get our prayer answered. We can receive a touch from heaven. Hallelujah.